Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Gina Latuca, as always, on a Friday, joining us from the SPCA. Gina, thanks for joining us. And, you know, for the first time, because I'm from home, I can have my dogs be a part of our segment. So Lemmy is right next to me. Lila got a little bored and took off.
Well, see, that's when we need the visuals. That's when you need the webcam so we can see how the segment is taking place in your end.
If you wanted a visual, I mean, right now he's sitting under my chair. He's getting a nice little pet down here. He's enjoying that a lot.
Aw, well, good. See, that's the way it should be in this crisis.
Actually, yeah. Brian did share a really nice picture of his dogs waiting outside the office door. In the green room, he called it. You gotta
they were ready
out.
To go. They were waiting for their time in the limelight. Then they realized just you know what it all involved and kind of decided, I don't really want to part in that. You probably won't hear them unless they see a dog being walked outside, and then trust me, I'll have to kick them out of here.
I mean, one thing that's definite, if anyone is enjoying this health crisis, it would be the pets, who have no idea what's going on other than they're getting a whole lot more attention than they used to receive.
Oh, my goodness. I was saying that earlier. Dogs have to love it. I mean, their owners are home all the time, so that's good. They're getting walked like never before. They're probably wondering what's going on. You know what? Some of them are probably getting sick of their owners, actually.
It's possible. Some of them are probably just thinking, leave me alone, just get out of here. But I think in the situation with these pets, ignorance truly is bliss. They don't know the severity of the situation. They're just enjoying the companionship. And I think that people are also benefiting from the therapy benefits that their animals can give them, too.
Oh, the comfort, for sure.
Yeah.
We're all loving that.
Yeah.
You know, Gina, so when we talked to you last week, you had just found out that you're considered essential, right?
Yes, yeah. We found out just during the night before our segment last week.
Mm-hmm. So what, you know, challenges does that present or not for you? I mean, you're not open like business as usual, right?
Well, no, we're not. We are still providing services to the community. But what that did was allow us to be on site to treat the animals we have. If we weren't on that essential businesses list, we would have had last weekend to clear the shelter of all animals, even the ones being treated, so that we didn't have to enter the property. The fact that we were considered essential allows us the ability to send a skeleton crew in to still care for the animals who are here. We didn't have to rush to get them all in foster homes. We didn't have to rush to get our pets who are receiving medical treatment into some kind of a veterinary clinic that would allow. We do have some animals who you don't see on the adoption floor who are behind the scenes here receiving medical treatment. In fact, just yesterday, we performed an emergency amputation on a puppy who was hit by a truck, actually, and the leg was completely crushed, and we were able to perform that emergency surgery because we are on the list of essential businesses. So that was reassuring. We are able to keep our animals here, and we are still able to care for animals on a very limited basis.
Okay. Well, how are you reaching out to people to let them know what you do have available for adoption? That's got to be kind of creative on your end, right?
Well, you're helping us a great deal. You're allowing us to talk about our animals. We are still able to admit animals, but at this time, we're only admitting them on if they're sick or if they're injured. We're admitting them on a limited basis. As far as our adoptable animals, our website is the best way for people to find out who is still available, who they might be able to adopt, and bring them a little comfort in their homes. Maybe there are some people who are feeling a little isolated. And animals like Desi, our news cat for this morning, would definitely, definitely perk up the household without question.
I noticed for the second week in a row, it's a news cat this time around.
That's right. We don't have any dogs available for adoption right now. We have about 18 cats. We still have two turtles available for adoption, and people are making adoption appointments. They're coming in to see if there's a little bit of magic between them and one of these animals who are available to go home.
All right, so the situation with dogs probably won't be changing anytime soon.
It all depends. Because our admissions is limited to animals who are sick or injured, it's not as though we can admit a dog who would immediately go on the adoption floor. So it would take a little bit of work, because if that animal's sick, the animal would need some treatment for a certain period of time before going on the adoption floor. Let's take a look at this dog from yesterday. This dog will need to be under a veterinarian's care for several weeks, but once that animal is ready for a new home, that animal might be going up on the adoption floor. So we're kind of in a wait and see mode with everybody else.
It's a crazy situation for everybody right now with not knowing exactly what's going to happen and when, but trying to deal with it the best you can, just like all of us. The news cat, I have to say, looks very cool. You know, just another one of the great options at the SPCA for adding to your family. Here, I think we're pretty fine with the two spoiled dogs. Dog walking has never been better. People are going to have to keep this up, Gina, once this is all said and done.
That's right. Oh my gosh, these animals will be distraught. When everything's back to normal, they're the ones who will be suffering.
That's a really good point, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then we'll have to look at that later. We are posting photos of our therapy animals. We have a Paws for Love program with therapy dogs, a couple cats and rabbits, and one bird. And, you know, these animals are currently unemployed, our therapy pets, because most of the facilities they visit have shut down. So we've started offering virtual comfort. We're calling it SPCA Serving Erie County. It's Paws for Love House Calls. And these animals are offering virtual comfort from their houses to your houses. So that might help a little bit, just for a little bit of relaxation through your screens.
That's at yourspca.org?
That's right.
All right. That sounds great.
Hey, Gina, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, Gina Latuca from the SPCA joining us live. Check out our newscat over at News Radio 930 on Twitter. Great picture of the newscat there. And both my dogs have left. They got bored.
Oh, that's so funny. They could have sat with you for the whole segment.
They enjoyed it for a little bit, and then they were on their way out, which is, it's funny because when the door is closed, of course, they want to come right in. Once they're in, they realize, oh, it's just,
it's no big deal.
My owner here. Yeah, whatever. See you later.
All right. Well, hey, good stuff. And there's a nice little video, too, of Brian with his different morning routine now from home. You can check that out on our Twitter feed this morning at News Radio 930.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.